Hello, everyone. It's 3:02, and this is Gabe of the Birds Anonymous, and turn it on a mic. I hope you guys are all having a lovely, lovely rainy day. It's a bit wet out there. That first song was called Bahuchi. How would you pronounce that? By Amaria Hamadaler. And I'm Larsonless this week, but I do have a special guest.
That one is working. Can you
hear me? So. I can hear you.
I can hear
speak anything. Through the. What mic are you on?
Four.
We'll switch you to mic two. Anyways, special guest this week. I'm on with Yyla. This is a collection of songs that we put together last night, but are just good songs that we've both been listening to over the semester. And we hope that y'all enjoy. They're pretty chill for the most part. Very funk, kind of soul oriented with some dancey indie. And we will be dancing around the studio, and I encourage that you all at home do the same. That first song was called Bahuchi. We're going to be listening to I Can't Stand the Rain, Sing on the Dock of the Bay by Otis Redding, and the Oogum Boogum song by Brenton Wood. And then we're going to have a little bit of a reggae break, and then we'll be taking it into some indie. But here goes, I Can't Stand the Rain.
I can't stand the rain against my window, bringing back sweet memories. Yeah, when the rain, do you remember how sweet it used to be?
The morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, and
look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Gonna change, everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Listen, sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam, just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
One, two, three.
Boogum, 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 boogum now, baby, you're casting your spell on me. I say boogum, 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 boogum now, baby, you're casting your spell on me. Look at me. When you wear your high heel boots with your hip hugger suit, it's all right. You're out of sight. And you wear that cute mini skirt with your brother's sloppy shirt. I admit it, girl, that I can't dig it. And the officer says, boogum, 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 boogum now, baby, you're casting your spell on. Now, baby, you're casting your spell on me. You've got me doing funny things like a clown. Just look at me. When you wear your bell bottom pants, I just stand there in a trance. I can't move. You're in the groove. Would you believe, little girl, that I'm crazy about you? Not gonna with your bad seal.
That was the Oogum Boogum song by Brenton Wood. Hope you enjoyed. Hope you guys danced a little bit. I was grooving. Were you grooving?
I was grooving.
grooving in the stew. Yeah, that's one of the most fun things about Oomfo, actually, is just being able to dance in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
I think any radio show.
Yeah.
Mm.
Maybe some don't have as much space. This one has some good... Eleanor and I were able to practice burlesque in here, so it must be pretty spacious.
It's pretty, yeah. There's enough room to hit the worm in the studio. And there's a pole, which makes...
Whoa.
Which makes dancing a lot... You can, like, kind of swing around it. It's a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I feel like dancing with, like, physical boundaries is, like, kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But
true.
Close quarters dancing.
Close quarters dancing.
That last song was called the Oogum Boogum Song by Bretton Wood. Before that, we had...
What was before that? Sitting on the Dock by the Bay? Okay. Mm-hmm. Otis Redding?
Otis Redding. And then before that, we had I Can't Stand the Rain by Ann Peebles. I almost forgot. You were listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 Tufts Freeform Radio. Mm. This is the Birders Anonymous. I'm on air with...
Yyla.
How's it going?
Me?
Yeah, you.
Me? Oh my gosh. Pretty good. It's really rainy outside, but good day.
It's kind of cozy though.
Mm-hmm.
Good pancakes morning.
Mm-hmm.
How it's got to be.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty, we're going to keep it rolling here. We got, what's on tap? We got Jammin' by Bob Marley and the Wailers. Then we have Your House by Steel Pulse.
So good.
So good. Very, very on theme. Mm-hmm. And then Gypsy Woman by Joe Bataan. Then we'll come back and cabbage you some more.
Mm-hmm.
So here goes, jamming. Get jamming, y'all.
Melody.
Welcome back. That was Gypsy Woman by Joe Bataan, the demo version. Before that, we were listening to Your House by Steel Pulse. And before that, we had Jammin' by Bob Marley. Mm-hmm. It was a lovely, lovely set of three. Very danceable. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And very summery.
Yeah, true. Very, very summery.
Yeah.
Not the vibe of the weather today, but still the vibe.
Yeah. Something. You got to listen to the music of the weather that you want, not the weather that you have.
Manifesting.
I think. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, we got a PSA. What does PSA stand for? Wrong answers only.
Potato. Wait, what's the second one? S. Sandman. Armchair. That didn't flow at all.
PSA, potato, Sandman, armchair. I was thinking potato salad aficionado.
Oh, okay. But that last word, I don't think I've ever said it. I don't think it would have ever come to my brain.
Affogato. Potato salad affogato. Mm-hmm. PSA, public service announcement, coming at you live.
Okay, bear with me. Okay, this is dried fruit, for people who want dried fruit. Looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Mm-hmm. I don't want to keep reading. You keep reading.
Fair enough.
You
keep reading. Dried fruit.
I tried.
Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients. But no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. This has been a public service announcement from all the fruits and nuts and almond moms here at Tufts Freeform Radio WMFO in Medford, 91.5.
One of my sweet mates has a giant bag of dried mango in her room, and she always leaves her door open. And every day while I go to the bathroom, I pass it, and I admire it. And finally, one day, I texted her, and I was like, Michelle, you need to let me have a piece of mango.
Please give me the mango.
She did, and it was awesome.
Lovely. Mm-hmm. I feel like dried mango is dangerous, though, because it tastes really good, but then after, like, a bag or two, you just feel
unwell.
Atrocious. Yeah.
I did that with I got, like, a bag of the Trader Joe's like extra juicy ones or whatever, and I ate the whole thing in one sitting, and then I was like, ooh,
bad idea.
I don't feel well.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah, my family's a huge fan of like dates and like almonds.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up in a very like natural food ingredient. Same. So my dad would be like, oh, I'm gonna have a snack, and it'd be like dried oranges and unsalted almonds.
I know.
Which I now come to appreciate, but at the time I was like, I just want chocolate.
Yeah. Same.
But actually, I have been on a large chocolate kick this semester.
Mm-hmm.
I love chocolate. Dark chocolate, doing me right. Doing me well. 70% or higher, preferably.
Crazy. I don't like, I remember my mom would give me like chocolate when I was little, but it was so dark chocolate that it just like was not sweet or good.
just turned you off from chocolate.
Yeah.
It's a bummer. Mm-hmm. Well, we got... What we got coming up?
You have to read it. I can't see it from here.
Black Lipstick by Chicano Batman, which was described as 40-year-old LA divorce music once, but I like it a lot.
So good.
And then we're going to be listening to Wild Child by the Black Keys, which was like early 2000s rock.
Yeah.
Rock and roll.
Uh-huh. My mom played a lot of Black Keys when I was growing up, but then I refound that song because it was in like a Frisbee video I watched when I was down like a rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So no, I get a lot of my music from ski videos, actually. Shout out YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to finish off that set of three with Bittersweet Symphony by The Verve. And then we'll come back and talk at y'all some more.
Mm-hmm.
But until then, enjoy Black Lipstick, Chicano Batman.
Her blood was red, but now it's blue. She no longer smiles at you. Her lipstick's black, and she no longer smiles at all. Her lipstick's black, and she no longer smiles.
come close now, let me tell you a lie. A tender heart and a beautiful smile, but things aren't what they seem, so I'll let you go and dream for a while.
Wild child, you got me coming out of exile. Baby girl, you know I'm liking your style. You're gonna get my love today.
Yeah.
That was Bittersweet Symphony, The Verve. Before that, we had...
You gotta say, I can't remember.
Wild Child. That was your pick. By the Black Keys.
True.
And then before that, we had Black Lipstick by Chicano Batman.
Mm-hmm.
Sick band name, actually.
Mm-hmm. There's one person on Tufts campus who I always see wearing a Chicano Batman t-shirt.
Do you ever say hi?
No, but one day I will.
One day.
But not yet.
I feel like there are a lot of people on campus that I like kind of sort of half know because I see them, but I've never just like been like, I know you from somewhere.
I don't like, this person I really, really don't know.
Mm.
I have zero connection. Like, I really
except
know nothing
about
Chicano
them. Batman.
Yeah, except for
fair thing. Enough. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
What would your, if you were to start a band, what would you call it?
Oh gosh, I have a list on my phone, but the first one that comes to mind, that two that I came up with my friends this summer, is Extreme Button Making. Which was like a phrase I was taught because I had an extreme button making phase last fall.
As opposed to like a moderate button.
Yes, I made so many buttons.
I feel like extreme gives it like the impression that you're like doing something else really hardcore while you're making buttons.
But you're like flipping.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And then the other one was like, we're talking about, you know, like some people, I didn't realize, some people don't know, like summer feet. That's not a phrase that's like in their vocab, but summer feet's such a big thing.
Yeah.
You know, you train your feet
for the
summer.
You walk on granite and whatnot.
Mm-hmm, and gravel. And so eternal summer feet.
Eternal summer feet. Yeah. I feel like that just depends on where you live.
Yeah.
You could, that's a choice.
No, but I know people who like, I grew up with Amundsen and they just like, they didn't do the summer feet thing. They just wore shoes outside. And I'm like, what are you doing?
Lame.
Gotta run kind of free.
Yeah. I was telling you the story the other day, but my dad has described his parenting style as self-walkies. So there was a lot of self-walkies that happened over the summer. So I like that, summer feet. Well, this next song is called Lola by The Raincoats, which is fitting for today. But it's a cover. Of The Lola by, I think it's, who does the original Lola? The Clash, maybe?
No.
Lola. The Kinks.
Remember. Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
That was close. British band.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, we're going to listen to Summer's Over, which has been over for a while. But this song's by Jordana and TV Girl. And then we're going to listen to Shark Smile by Big Thief.
Mm-hmm.
The inspiration for the radio show name Bug Thief.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm told.
Mm-hmm. Eleanor came up with that one. I didn't. Mm.
Shout out Tiny.
Tiny.
It's like Tiny.
Have she heard you call her that yet?
No, but I asked her if I could, and she was like, I don't know.
Yeah, so then you're fine.
Yeah, exactly. She didn't punch me, so
there you go.
Yep. Okay. Are you guys doing that radio show next year?
Yeah.
Next semester?
Yeah.
All right, well, for everyone out there listening, tune in to Bug Thief.
I don't know when, though.
Yeah.
We're both praying for not 6 a.m. on Thursday.
Yeah, 6 a.m. on Thursday is a little bit tough.
Yeah.
But the 6 a.m. slots are nice. You just kind of... Talk to the void. Yeah. Sorry to all the people that we're talking to that are not the void that would rather just be music right now.
It's okay.
Without further ado, here's Lola by The Raincoats.
I met her in a club down in Old Soho where they drink champagne and it tastes just like cherry cola. C-O. She walked up to me and she asked me to dance. I asked her her name and in a dark brown voice she said, Lola, hello, hello, Lola, la, 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 Lola. I'm not afraid to
Called Ugly Dress by Jesse Woods. Before that, we were listening to Summer's Over by Jordana and TV Girl. And then we had a very weather-appropriate song Lola by the Raincoats.
Mm-hmm.
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 We got a bird fact for you, because we are still the birders, singular birders anonymous.
Some would argue I know more bird facts.
This is than the we're kind of fakers, to be honest.
But okay, my bird fact is for tough students. There's those giant hawks that are flying around campus, and they're not really scared of people, and you just see them and they fly really low and they land places. Mm-hmm. And I've identified them as red-tailed hawks, which are not super crazy.
But they're cool.
Yeah, but it's cool, and it's interesting that they've become very comfortable with humans, and they didn't live here last year.
Yeah, like,
they
moved I don't in. Think so.
There was an owl that lived here last year, which I never saw.
The owl,
which
I was sad about. Oh my gosh.
I know.
Remember the owl attacked somebody?
No, what?
Yeah.
What?
What? This was a crazy story.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, the owl, like, oh my gosh, this was a hilarious story. I'll tell you this off air.
Okay,
like,
okay.
I can't share this on air.
But
there was an owl that attacked someone. So, arguably, the red-tailed hawks are better.
Yeah.
They do kind of terrorize the squirrel community on campus, though.
No, but they need to be stay in check. Same with the bunnies. Oh my god.
Yeah, the bunnies.
But
too many bunnies.
I also think they're like I think at least two of the hawks are a couple, because they were like hunting sort of together, and that's not always like a thing that they will just do. Mm-hmm. So
they're more solitary creatures.
Mm.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, that was bird fact.
Sweet. Thanks for sharing. Well, we've come to the last song of the hour and the last song of the semester for Birders Anonymous.
And for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And for a while,
yeah. Larson and I are going to be in Chile, so if you find yourself in Southern America, tune in to the University of Chile radio station. We may or may not have a show.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
All in Spanish?
No way. I think the listening community would be like, who are these gringos on air? Like, why do they sound like four-year-olds?
Why can't they roll their R's?
Why can't they roll their R's? For real. His last song is Sound and Color by the Alabama Shakes. It has been a pleasure to play music for you all this last two semesters here on Birders Anonymous. We will be back next fall. It is 3:57. You're listening to WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 in Medford. This is Gabe.
This is Yyla.
And this last song is Sound and Color by the Alabama Shakes. Enjoy.
Beautiful and strange.